the hope of Jesus. Our only hope.
Everyone, I have really been getting so much out of Kent Annan's approach to this whole issue of refugee and immigrant equation of our lives, because it's certainly the equation of the world's life, because as Kent shared earlier, whether we're talking about Kosovo, whether we're talking about Ethiopia, we are talking about, you know, Haiti, we're talking about an issue that is impacting the world, literally, and not just America. And as it pertains to America, though, Kent, you do share with us, as I mentioned, you help us look at this from a spiritual perspective. You also help us look at it from a natural perspective as it pertains to the real numbers, the real statistics that tell the story about how, for example, immigrants and refugees really do impact the job situation in America, for example. Could you share more with us about that?
Yes, I went into this in one chapter in the book. I talk about different main concerns that we have that I hear out there, and I think one of them is security, but another one is the economic impact, and I think that's a really legitimate concern. You want to think, oh, what difference will immigrants make here? Will they take our jobs? Will they reduce our wages? An encouraging thing for those of us who want to be welcoming, or those of us who are, you know, on the edge of not knowing how welcoming we should be or not, what are the risks and the costs? An encouraging thing is, looking at the economists, are overwhelmingly see the positive impact of immigrants in our country. A few examples are, one, for a system like Social Security to keep functioning for decades to come, because of the birth rate here in our country, it's really important to have immigrants coming in, or our economic system and our safety net, you know, becomes untenable. It might not work anymore. Another thing that I found encouraging, and I didn't know before I was researching for the book, is when immigrants come in and are working, they often have to start by working at the lower level wages, you know, because of language, new language, coming in with new skills, don't have connections. And one great thing is, they found in study after study, when they come in, that tends to have a positive impact on everybody else's wages in the community. So they don't just take jobs away. They're spending money. They're taking some of the lower level wage jobs, and then everybody else in the community's jobs, so, you know, wages can stay the same or even go up, and then they're contributing positively to the community in other ways. So I think that's great, because I think one of the stories that we can hear and not know if it's true or not, but we can sort of feed into our fear and feed into our questions are, oh, if people come in, are they just going to take the available jobs, and then those who are already here are left out, and that wouldn't be a good situation. But the good thing is, it's much more dynamic than that. And when refugees or immigrants come in, take their jobs, they are often very entrepreneurial as well, and start new businesses, even more than the average kind of citizen who's already here. And it's great that to know that our communities benefit in these wonderful ways of often adding more jobs and of wages going up.
That is wonderful. And there's one other thing I'd like for you to address that understandably is on people's minds when it comes to immigrants, refugees coming to America, and that has to do with safety. You address that in the book as well.
That's another one where I didn't know this before I was researching, and we hear, you know, it's kind of like a shark attack. I think we hear about one or two incidences, and they can be shared on the media or by politicians, and it kind of triggers our fear. And rightly, if people are coming in who are hurting or killing our citizens, then we don't want them in, do we? I think
that's,
we can all agree on that.
Yes.
But the positive thing is, when you look at the big picture, it's actually, I never would have guessed this or hadn't thought about it, but neighborhoods where there are higher immigrant populations are actually statistically safer than populations that don't have immigrant communities. Like, so our neighborhoods actually often get safer when immigrants come in. One of the just kind of very quick stories when I'm talking about talking with refugees, often who have had to flee because of violence or war in their own lands, one of the things they've told me, Carl, over the years, they get frustrated by the security thing, they think, and they've said to me, people should know, please let people know, like, we lost everything to war and conflict. We left everything behind. If anybody in the world wants to be peaceful, good, safe neighbors, it's us. That's what we want to be to you. And I think that's an encouraging word as well. And I think the statistics in many cases back it up.
That is an amazing fact. Well, Kent, just before you share with us your closing comment, could you let people know again the title of the book and where they can get it?
Yes, the title of the book is You Welcomed Me, Loving Refugees and Immigrants, Because God First Loved Us. And you can get it on Amazon or local bookstore. You can come to my website, kentannan.com. And it's also for churches who want to discuss this issue. We have a free video curriculum, and there's a free family toolkit for you talking about these issues with your families. We're really trying to provide lots of resources and services for you so you can take this issue on with good facts and also take it on faithfully.
That is outstanding. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to encourage you, please give serious consideration to getting the book, not only on the individual level, but as Kent just shared, for the church. Remember what he shared with us about that pastor who stood back and observed as that gentleman shared his story about his immigration experience and how the end result was not only applause, but a way forward for that church. Kent, if you could, share with us a closing principle, and if you would, in two languages. You speak Creole, so if you would, share it with Creole and then give it to us in English.
I think of the Creole proverb here that people use often. Pil ne shai pa lu. Pil ne shai pa lu, which means when there are many hands, the weight is less heavy. And what they're talking about there, and I think applies to this, and if you think about the biblical way, is when we help each other out, the burden gets lighter. And so when we're welcoming the other person, when we're welcoming the stranger, we're welcoming Jesus, and we're also welcoming someone whose burden is heavy, they've had to leave so much behind, but we can make that burden lighter, and we can make it a better road ahead when we put our hands together.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Kent Annan, thank you so much for sharing with us such rich principles, and I appreciate you for giving us something to take with us so that we can be motivated, ladies and gentlemen, motivated to move forward, holding hands together, working with this issue together as a team. Kent Annan, you've been outstanding. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me with you.